It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, the month of October didn't turn out to be too bad as far as the grains were concerned. Wheat struggled a little bit for the month, but we did see some decent gains for corn and for soybeans. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the month's performance.
As we near the end of the 2025 crop year, did your risk management strategy perform the way you planned? Did you follow your marketing plan, or did your current conditions cause you to adjust course? And what about your crop insurance coverage? Did you maximize protection to fit your operation and your goals? If you're questioning how your strategy performed, it might be time to talk to a true risk management specialist. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
Well, we wrapped up the trading for the month of October, and we brought in a mixed performance to the grains. Pretty much some losses as far as Minneapolis wheat is concerned. The other 2 weeks, the winter wheats actually did see some pretty decent gains, and we did see corn and soybeans finish with some strength as well. Now, part of the reason for the gains came because of course, the China deal being signed, that helped support the soybean market, and it did help bring a little bit of spillover into the corn market. Wheat did see a little bit of strength as well. That's been part of the equation as far as China's returning to the U.S. market to buy U.S. grains. But we're also seeing some concerns about planting down in the winter wheat region as wet conditions have slowed down soybean harvest, and a lot of the wheat is planted on the soybean ground. So we've been seeing some delay as far as winter wheat plantings are concerned. Estimates have the possibility of winter wheat acres down in the southern plains dropping by 10 to 12%, while we're looking at soft red acres over in the Corn Belt also seeing some struggle and possibly also dropping close to that 10%. That would certainly be friendly to the wheat market going forward and would explain why we're seeing winter wheat perform so well versus what we're seeing spring wheat perform. But for the month, we did see Minneapolis wheat drop about 9 to 10 cents, while Chicago wheat was up 21 to 26 cents. Kansas City was also up 26 to 27 cents. Over in the corn market, we did see about 12 to 16 cent gains, while soybeans were the best market. They were up close to 95 to 98 cents. Over in the soybean meal, we gained $43.70 on strong demand. That was at the expense of soybean oil, which dropped $1.16. Canola also saw a better performance as it was up anywhere from $17 to $19. Meats did not fare so well for the month of October because of concerns of supply and the willingness for the administration to try to build supply and bring down the price for the consumer. Live cattle dropped around $5, while feeder cattle were down $13 to $20. Lean hogs also saw some pressure. They were down over $7. In the outside markets, crude oil was down a buck. Gold was up $139. The dollar was up 2 full cents, and we saw the Dow Jones gain over 1,000 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.